Stupid fucking thing. Selling. Go away, stupid soup. Settings. Audio. Hello.
Now we've had so many Opera House volunteers about some kind of dinner they're going to have in April for $20 plates somewhere downtown, I think. Are you interested in it? Okay.
Takes so long to put. What are we going to do? It's a from video movie.
All person to you. Take the video. What the fuck? Now what happened?
Hello, Lawrence.
Hi, you
Hi,
hear me
how are
okay?
you? I can hear you. Yeah, how is
Okay.
your day going?
Oh, fine. I'm using this different laptop, so wanted to make sure it's working okay. Had a bit of trouble. It's got this built-in AI. This AI purified voice. It was purifying the voice so much I couldn't hear anything, but I had to turn that off. Whatever. How have you
Right.
been?
Doing well, doing well. I'm excited to talk to the group today. I was looking over the agenda. We have a lot going on today. Hello, Ben. I'm very interested in when the Trillium branch will be created so we can actually start getting some of this stuff in. I've been being new to this group, I've been keeping track of what I need to update, but I haven't actually done the work of doing it yet. I know I've talked to you and you've recommended, you kind of do it in advance and save it elsewhere. So when the branch is available, you can just copy and paste. I haven't quite done that yet, but we still have a little time for a Trillium.
Yeah, I think it's in May it's coming out, if I remember correctly.
Release date projected May 29th.
Hi.
Hello, Ludwig, Martina,
Hello.
Molly.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Okay, some people, I guess, are excused, and I'm waiting for my colleague. But I will share the agenda meanwhile. No. Okay. So this, yes. So you can see the agenda, but not on full screen. Yeah, so. Hello, everybody. Lola is taking notes for today, and thank you for that. Our next meeting is on March 11th, and for the German participants, it's 1 hour earlier. My Outlook said that it is, so I believe in that, and since there's daylight saving time in the US and not in Europe. The obligatory question, who can take notes in the next meeting?
I can take the note.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay, and going on to the next point, and she's here. We have a guest. If you remember, when I took this position of Katharina, I said I won't be here forever. because we are trying to replace her within BSZ, and this has happened now. But yeah, so this is Julia, and she is interested in taking over the convener role soon, but since she's only here for 5 weeks in BSZ, she wants to take a look at it. Do you? Yeah.
I'm Julia. Hi. Thanks for having me. I am, as Ludwig stated, Katharina's successor in a few regards, not in all regards. So I'm not like the perfect replacement for her. And since I've only been at BSZ for a few weeks, I'm still trying to get the hang of things. So thanks for your patience. And I can't wait to see what this working group does.
Okay. So I have to do a report about our collaboration meeting with the product owners. I can say it was a very fruitful discussion, and in the end, I realized, unfortunately, there are no meeting notes that I could link here, but I took my own notes, and what I can say is, or what you might have already realized, is that the doc needed label is already in production, and some POs are using it. Martina told me beforehand of this meeting here. And the other parts were, so I showed them this document, and since we stated everything on this page is more or less an intention and not forced, everyone nodded and said good idea, and if there's a new document, we will keep this in mind. And then there are two other points that where Kalila rem well, yeah, which she talked about, and she already posted this in the doc working group Slack channel, that they have these, or they brought back the sprint demos, and they are posted in this channel here, and they would love to get some feedback about that from the documentation working group, if it suits to your documentation places. And the other part is that they kind of changed the release notes, and they would be also very happy if you. Does this work?
Oh, that was in follow-up to my
Yeah.
question, Ludwig. You can
Okay,
continue. She's
I
responding
can
to me.
continue. Okay. And yeah, and that you could also take a look at the Jira notes, not the release notes in the beta stadium. So about Trillium, you were discussing beforehand, before the meeting started, about the projected release date. Does this sound right to you, or do you have other information? Then it's projected for May.
That's what it says currently on the releases page.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Because the here's this somebody seems to have written this one, release notes don't have a date. Should we delete this part? Maybe I should then.
Yes, Lawrence, I'm sorry. Where are you? What releases page are you seeing that projected May 29th? Do you have a link
Yeah.
to that?
Yeah, you can, I guess you can copy it after you've found it. And okay, and then there was the question by Julian about when should the Trillium branch be created in GitHub. And I discussed this earlier with Martina with what would make sense. And we came to the solution that I'm going to ask you and start a discussion here, which is better for you, because the earlier we are doing this, you have to look at two branches simultaneously. And we are doing it later. This period is not so long, but I'm not so sure how often you have to work on the documentation of the older releases. So, what's your feeling? Should we start now or in April?
I don't quite understand this. I don't quite understand the branch for backported cherry-picked to sunflower. I mean, I understand the meaning of this sentence that if we start earlier, we have to duplicate, but I don't understand why the duplication is there. Can we
I guess,
clarify?
so I guess the I forgot the link of this page, but I guess the idea is he would create the branch for Trillium, and the usual workflow for this is that he duplicates Sunflower, I guess. But I'm not so sure how do you know how it's been in the past, because this is the first release since I've taken over this group. So is it M Molly? Molly has raised her hand, so
Sorry about that. Couldn't find the unmute afterwards. I just wanted to clarify. So I think what we're talking about is we maintain documentation for the current release, which is Sunflower, and then one release back, which is Ramsense. And a lot of us do start writing the next release documentation early just so that we have time to make sure everything looks good. So essentially, if something is updated in Sunflower and needs a correction, you need to update it in Sunflower. If it needs to be updated as far back as Ramsense, you would need to do that as well. And then you would need to make that edit to your Trillium documents that were based on Sunflower. So it basically just gives you three versions that you need to check for that period rather than two. As soon as Trillium comes out, we stop maintaining the Ramsense documentation and we're doing Trillium and Sunflower.
Yes, and so the question is, can you handle this? Are there not that many bug fixes? And we can tell Julian that he should create this new branch, and you can start putting your ideas or your documentation there, or should we wait until mid of April, May? beginning of May? What does suit you better?
I'm looking at the actual release schedule, and it looks like the time that the changes are supposed to be fully done is what, like around the 24th of April.
Okay.
I would imagine it's personal preference, but I'm probably going to wait until the everything is released before I start doing documentation.
Okay.
But I did link that
So
timeline.
when is Bugfest? Is end of April also, right? So,
Bug fat is that? Oh, that's
Bugfest.
yeah, here. Oh, yeah. 5:15 looks like the start of
5:15.
Bugfest.
Okay. Okay.
Four twenty
So,
four
24.
is
Okay.
the release integration.
Yeah. Okay, and you're going
But
to
then,
start here
yeah.
at
But
around
then
this
also
date.
7:14, 4:17 is when the modules are supposed to be finalized, and they shouldn't be making any significant changes, except for bugs.
So this means that you can't do anything before April 17th, right? So we don't need to create this branch before this date because there is no release you could document, right?
Well, you can do some stuff. I mean, some of
Okay.
the stuff that I'm doing has already been done in snapshots, so I can actually look.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, Snapshot definitely has the most recent changes. It just doesn't. Snapshot is not as ever a specific release, but if you know it's in Trillium.
Okay, but does it sound like a good idea if we open this branch on April 17th or 24th? Maybe you can put your so April 24. Can you put your thumbs up or down? Okay. So sounds good to you. Okay. So I will tell him that he sh should create this branch in GitHub on April. Yeah.
And who is the him? That's
The
Julian,
him, Julian
right?
Ladish.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
I heard that he does this, and I heard that he asked this question and put it here without putting his name there. But Martina and I guessed that it could be only him asking this question, so okay. So, I guess there are no more topics on the agenda. Do you have any topics to add? So,
I
I
do
can.
not.
Okay, so I guess we're done for today. And we're going to see us on March 11th. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, I will post the notes later today. Thank you,
Yeah,
everyone.
thank you.
Be
Bye.
have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.